You can't trust them.
No.
And while you're going through this process, I think the best thing to do is to make sure that you're holding on to your truth, because the truth of the matter is, you know that, you know what the truth is, but you also know that they're going to try to really, really convince you that you're crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, and, you know, yeah.
Well, when this,
when
things like this happened and they went behind my back calling my doctors up, they started telling people I was lying and I was crazy. When I ended up getting factual paper that this really happened, I had stuck up for myself. I defended myself. And I put it out there, make sure people understood. But what I didn't realize is, it was like for 13 years, they were going to everybody I knew. And I think it's like my prior therapist says, you are the truth seeker, so you're not wanted to speak up. And they're going to silence you no matter what it takes to silence you to shut up. Because they don't want anybody to know how they really are. Because in their eyes, they want to be perfect to everyone. And they're not. They're flawed. But they'll never let anybody know that.
Yeah, they're not going to admit to their mistake. Because they don't want to.
No.
They want you to take fault for everything that they've done. They want to toss it back on you. They want you to be the one to take responsibility for them.